Up next, Tina Joemat-Pettersson is the head of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Police. It is a committee that has been looking and has raised concern about the crime intelligence infrastructure in South Africa for some time now, as we embark on an intelligence corporate renewal strategy. Tina Joemat-Pettersson joins me now. Ms. Pettersson, thank you so much. Not too long ago, the South African police launched the South African Police Service Amendment Bill. A part of the proposed changes to the legislation is the vetting of police officers, also the maybe even lifestyle audits on senior police members. Why has it taken so long for police and legislatures and government to realize that maybe we actually do need to vet our police men and women?
Good morning, Lester, and thank you very much for having me on your show. Good morning to your listeners. I think the importance of crime intelligence as a crime-fighting tool in South Africa cannot be overstated. And as you said, it has a direct impact on violent crime. It has a direct impact on serious crime and plays a vital role in addressing and attacking crime syndicates. Now, the committee expressed its commitment to oversee the implementation of a renewal strategy for SAPS, for its turnaround vision. And we have insisted that the SAPS, South African Police Service Act, be amended because it really doesn't cater for the situation of violent crime and the high crime rate that we have in our country. Now, you could have seen that the spate of arrests which we have been having have included, unfortunately, included police officers. Senior police officers have been found wanting. So our strategic thrust of the new strategy is to repair and to restore the trust and regain the respect of SAPS as a professional and ethical service. It must be effective and efficient to fight crime, and for that we do need a crime intelligence service. Now, the average person on the street doesn't have much confidence and trust in the police. And as a committee, we have prioritized the SAPS bill. And I think it's a very good indication that less than 2 years that we're in office, that the SAPS bill has come to the committee. There has been the SAPS bill and the IPED bill. Now, IPED is also to oversee police. So I think that there's serious allegations of criminal conduct. And this destabilizes the crime intelligence division of the police.
Now, the committee has asked National Treasury over the last few financial years to consider their request to the South African Police Service of the purchase of specialized and advanced hardware, software, needed tools to combat particularly organized crime. But shouldn't the first point of call be hardworking and honest cops?
That is why the strategy which we have now is a multi-pronged strategy that, as you say, we do have honest and hardworking cops, but even those honest cops' lives are threatened by faceless individuals, sometimes in SAPS. I mean, the killing, the assassination of Charles Kinnear was a really a tragic incident. But the percentage of cross-border operations, transnational crime, necessitates that crime intelligence does get a better budget. Now, the intelligence and information management programs necessitate that we must plan procurement around intelligence equipment, because the criminals that we are attacking have become a whole lot more sophisticated. We are challenged by cybercrime. It is unbelievable how vulnerable we have become because of intelligence operations, which have now become transnational. We are almost more reactive than proactive. So if we want to be proactive, then obviously we need to be operationalized at the provincial level, at the national level, and at an international level.
Ms. Jumaat-Peterson, in terms of the Charles Kanier case, and it is widely been reported of his memo to police management of colleagues who may be in the pocket of organized crime, believing that he was being monitored and that may have led to his death. In terms of a parliamentary oversight level, will you be calling police management, police crime intelligence heads, firstly to answer and directly answer questions, was there any police involvement in the death of Charles Kanier? What is being done to uproot corrupt elements in the police service, and whether can they be adequately prosecuted to ensure that they stay behind bars for a long time?
Lester, we do not only look at sort of high-profile cases. We look at all cases where police are involved. But the matter of Charles Kanier is really one which we flagged. It is scandalous what has happened to him. That was a heinous crime. And we will leave no stone unturned until we get to the bottom of what actually happened.
Tina Jumaat-Peterson, she's the head of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Police. Thanks so much for joining us.